Me too.
Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your Thursday Night Freak Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. What a show we have tonight. It's going to be creepy. It's going to be scary. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Halloween's just around the corner. And we have two appropriately creepy guests here tonight. We have and Matt Rosfali, who's been was supposed to be here in May, and we had to bump him a couple times, and I apologize about that. He's finally here. He's the director of such great movies as Manhattan Monster, Dumb Cat, Lights Out, Man in the Corner of My Eye, Happy Halloween. He does makeup. He does magic. He's quite a character. He's got the very Travis Bickle sort of look tonight. It's very good. And how are you, Matt?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Adrian Marcato, unfortunately, cannot be here. We will reschedule him for another time because he's a fascinating guy. But in his place, and I'm so glad, and I'm so appreciative. I don't know who hooked this one up, but I am so appreciative. The only my regret is I didn't get to do enough research on you. This is Mel Turner, actress, screenwriter, stunt woman. She's been in such great movies. She's actually in the upcoming movie House of Manson.
Yes.
Also, Cannibal Clown Killer. I don't know how I missed that one. And my favorite of yours, Pocahontas. But and Josie's on her way. She's for somebody who's going to be made up to look disgusting. She's really pumping herself up. But were you in the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year? Oh, that's 2012. Okay.
Actually, I did security work for them this year.
Okay, you want to get the mic a little closer?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you go. So you did security work for them. Oh,
I did security work for the Fringe Festival.
Oh, so you kick people's asses.
Indeed.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that. before we do, I want to get our sponsors out of the way. I'm sorry that we were late today, but we're sponsored by Audible.com. I don't know if you know about Audible.com.
Oh, yeah.
Audiobooks, great to listen to in the car, great to listen to at home. You type in horror, you get the mother load. You can get the Amity. Oh, look who's here speaking of horrors. Josie Cad.
Horrors or horrors?
Both.
No.
We have our wonderful co-host, Josie Cads. Josie, looking wonderful as always.
That is a gorgeous top.
Oh, yeah. No, we got some makeup. Are you going to sit over there or are you sitting over here? I thought that's your usual place.
You can come sit by me.
Yeah. Oh, you put your purse there. You didn't want Josie sitting next to you. I was telling about audible.com. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. All you dark minions. You want to say hello to the dark minions out there?
Hello, dark minions.
If you click on the audible.com button right next to my smiling face on the Dark Mark Show, you get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. You need some help with that? And a 30-day free... You're the stunt woman. You're the security. Can you... Oh, you see that. Okay. 30-day
free... I'd like me to open
you
your
get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audible.com.
There's still some punk rock left in me.
I just typed in horror. I got the muddle. I got the Amity.
Did you get my face?
Yeah, I did. I also got the Amityville Horror. I got Rain, a zombie novel. Doug Bradley, Spine Chillers. I didn't know Doug Bradley had Spine Chillers. That's Pinhead to everybody. Dark Directions, Romero, Craven, Carpenter, and the Modern Horror Film. You're a horror director. That probably interests you. Right. Horror Stories, 26 Scary Tales. They got everything. And they also have comedy albums. They have plays. They have erotic novels. They have all sorts of things. Just go to audible.com. I'm giving you a book. Take an audio book, why don't you?
Take one.
And 30-day free trial. You can cancel the next day.
The
sign up with
you.
Amazon. There's nothing stopping you. Also, go to our friends at... I almost wore my... I couldn't find my Reanimator shirts.
Oh, no.
From damatees.com. But they have... They have some of the best horror shirts I've seen. They have Reanimator shirts. They have, we were talking about Dario Argento's. They have Suspiria shirts. They have Exorcist shirts. They have Frankenhooker shirts. Where are you going to find a Frankenhooker shirt?
Everyone needs one of those.
Dammitees.com. I love Frankenhooker. Frankenhooker is one of my favorite movies.
Great movie.
Oh, I love. Oh, my God. Bunions. That's like the only impression I did. So go to Dammitees.com. You get 10% off every order if you mention the Dark Mark Show. So. Those are our sponsors. That's Matt Rosfali right here. If you're confused, that's Matt and that's Mel.
Hey.
Matt Rosfali is a...
Sounds like a restaurant.
Yeah, Matt and Mel.
Sounds like one.
Yeah. Matt, you directed your first movie when you were 7.
I did.
Was that a horror movie?
Yeah, but when you think horror movie, you think of something horrifying.
Well, 7-year-old directing sounds pretty horrifying to me.
Oh,
but,
it was. I learned what linear editing was. with a VHS tape. And,
at seven.
Yeah.
At seven, you were manipulating VHS tapes.
And recording devices. So.
And by the way, kids, VHS tapes are what we used to watch movies on. They were like little box.
They weighed
about 10 pounds.
Yeah, it was a big, it was a thing.
Back, like the cell phones back then.
Yeah, it was.
I was a Laserdisc fan myself.
So you were like really? Stewie as a child.
I guess.
So what was the movie that you directed when you were seven?
It actually was very similar to the web series I have. It was not as mature, though. It was a variety act with three little horror shorts that were really, really horribly directed.
So you did a horror anthology on VHS when you were seven.
I did.
And it was called what?
It didn't have a title.
Oh, okay. Even scarier. Untitled seven-year-old film.
I do plan on releasing it at one point, probably during April Fool's, either this year or next. So keep your eyes open.
And you understand that's going to be the thing that goes viral.
Yeah, of course. That's the goal.
Yes.
Where were your parents?
That's a good question.
They were in the house. I was in the backyard.
So what inspired you when you were a kid? I mean, you've always been to horror movies, obviously.
Always. Right? I was afraid of the Santa Claus at the Mall when I was a kid.
Well, who wasn't?
Who wasn't?
What was the first movie that scared the shit out of you?
Oh, Pumpkinhead.
Really?
That was the one. Really? To this day, it's still...
I've never seen Pumpkinhead. Is that pretty scary?
Oh, it's really good. If you're not scared of horror movies, you'll still love it.
How old were you when you saw Pumpkinhead?
I was five.
Obviously, I think there's straight to video,
right?
Your
parents,
right?
I think, were...
Doing they were not your parents smoke a lot of pot. What's going on with your parents?
Were they super cool?
Mr. and Mrs.
They were
Rose
really, Valley. Really liberal. That's all I got. I mean, Pumpkinhead, my cousin wanted to rent it from the back in the day when we used to rent movies.
How old is your cousin?
Oh, he's like 5, 10 years older than me, so I was five, he was 10. I asked him, why do you want to rent something that's going to scare you? And he said, sometimes it's fun to be scared. Right. So that was pretty much my philosophy for the rest of my life.
Right. Well, and it's paying off now.
Early goals.
Mel, what's the first movie that scared the shit out of you?
I actually wasn't allowed to watch horror movies.
Ooh.
So you had
normal parents.
I had pretty conservative parents. It's okay. Funny that we ended up doing the same thing in the same place.
Right.
I smell a sitcom.
It's nurture, not nature. Or no, it's nature, not nurture.
I think the first movie that scared me was Seventh Sign.
Okay. The Demi Moore movie.
Demi Moore.
Right.
Just the birds rushing out. And I think I snuck out to go see that with somebody.
Oh, good.
So I was half afraid of being caught.
Well.
Demi.
And Josie, what's the first movie that scared the shit out of you?
I would have to say The Godfather.
Really?
The part where they put the horse head in the bed.
Right.
I think I was probably about 5 years old when I saw that.
And right.
It was terrifying. Mm. But Exorcist would be second.
Right. And to me, I watched it once since I was a kid and it still scared the shit out of me, is the Invasion of Body Snatchers, the 70s one with Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, we watched it on TV. And then my mother, with her wonderful sense of humor, closed the door. We all went to bed, my sister and I. And about 10 minutes later, she walks in the door and goes, ah! Like, you know, she had the shit out of me. Thanks, Mom.
And awesome.
See, he's laughing. Look at that cackle. He almost lost his breath with that one.
Yeah, right.
But so from seven, your first movie that I'm showing a credit for you as a director is in 2012, you directed a short Manhattan's Monster.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a horror movie. It's about a performance artist.
Yeah, Sammy Mena. He's a good friend of mine. Right after college, I had a horrible breakup. Larkin, you bitch. I call it my lost year because I was working at the Container Store at night unloading boxes. And I was working
There's
at a haunted
horror
house.
Movie in that, you realize.
There
that.
Is, totally.
there is in everything, if you look.
There is.
Well, I'm sure you saw some things in those containers.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Well, I'm going to get you started. What's the weirdest thing you saw in the container?
In the container? Average commercial products. Really boring shit.
There wasn't one thing that you saw, like a roach or like
the weirdest thing at the Container Store was I worked with a guy who I could have sworn was like ready to snap and shoot the place up. He quit very, very quickly.
Postal workers
what a surprise. Disgruntled workers at the Container Store.
Yeah.
But I
was working at a haunted attraction called Blood Manor in New York, and I met this guy named Sammy. We saw Paranormal Activity together for the first time.
Right.
He's a great guy. He's a He's a performance artist who, unfortunately, he was born with a lot of physical disabilities, but he is very talented. He uses makeup to take his, he's got one or two missing fingers, and he uses that in his makeup artistry. So he's a horror actor, he's a makeup artist, and right. he's a performance artist.
Okay.
And I shot this very short documentary that won an award at Shockfest in Hollywood a couple years ago.
And a director is
born. I was there.
Oh, you were?
I didn't see you get the award, though.
Oh, you
did. I was
you?
One of the zombies on the red carpet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you recognize faces every day, yeah.
But we also have Mel Turner here. I didn't mean to she's on every creepy red carpet. Josie's there somewhere in spirit.
That's right.
But
it's a must.
You're a stunt woman and an actress. Do you distinguish yourself? Are you an actress first or a stunt woman first or just both equally or what's
I think like a lot of people in this town at my level, which is kind of at the beginning level, I do a little bit of everything and it depends on the month.
What did you start doing? Stunt woman or actress? It's like the chicken or the egg. What started, the stunts or the acting?
I was in a play when I was six and it kind of had a stunt in it. So I did both at the same time. I had to open a jar and tumble and fall down. I was Bernard in The Rescuers.
What kind of school is this that they had to do stunts? It was at six.
The School of Pain.
It was a Montessori. It was awesome.
Oh, that'll do it. I don't know. I don't know anything about Montessori.
How many bones have you broke?
16.
Okay. Oh, really? So yeah, now you look. That's why Josie's a coach.
I have
what
to say, for anybody who wants to hire me, these were all at home. These were not on the job injuries.
What's the weirdest break that happened?
The weirdest break, I was doing something really, I don't know if I want to tell this story. I was 11. I was in Japan, and I fell between two train cars.
They go fast, too.
Yes, bullet train. They were connected like this. They were stationary. I was just being an idiot kid. And remember I said I had conservative parents? They were kind of beside themselves, and I got in a lot of trouble.
Hey, between trains!
Right.
So what was the most painful break?
The most...
Don't say your heart.
Change my answer. I was in the ninth grade of high school, and I fell through a trap door. It was on a stage, but it was not during a production.
You're the clumsiest stunt woman ever.
Right? Were you also dragged off with a giant cane to the corner?
right after the gong.
Right, they got the clown from the Apollo to come out and drag you away. So now you know not to break your bones. You know how
to.
So what type of stunts have you done? Now, this was a last minute thing, so I didn't get to do the extensive research on you that I normally do. Josie will tell you, when I have my female guests,
you'll have to come back so he could research.
No, I'll be researching.
Air quotes.
I'll be researching you over the weekend. There's no question about it. But I didn't, I didn't quite get to it. So, what was the first stunt that you did in the movie? Wasn't Matt that could put you up to it?
No, it wasn't.
We just
met recently. The first stunt that I did in a movie was a horse fall. And I did that in a dry lake bed in Stanford in the 90s.
Wow.
And the first stunt that I did for a decent size movie, that was kind of for a student film.
Right.
We were filming a movie called Legend of the Red Reaper in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was actually hired to be more of a body double and do a little bit of light stunt work.
Mm.
But when I got there was not
that kind of body double.
Not that kind of body double. Just... Right. Few random scenes. But you know how things change, especially on indie sets? You get a contract for one thing and then all of a sudden it's something very different.
Well, sure, yeah.
This was an amazing opportunity. I'm very grateful to the producers.
That reminds me of the time that they wanted me to do Shakespeare and I ended up taking up the ass. Oh, wait a second, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's
every
weekend.
Yeah, they said they did keep the line, to be or not to be. But anyway, go ahead. You were saying, so what happened on this indie set? I'm just joking.
It was this huge hand-to-hand combat scene that they wanted to shoot all in one take. So I ended up getting dragged upside down on the ground, and I had to tuck in towards the dirt and then kick this guy in the chin. He had to pick me up, and my feet ended up kind of on his shoulders, and then I had to do a sit-up so that my head was near where his shoulders were, and he had to slam me back down on the ground. I learned from that that the dirt tastes very different rehearsal space to rehearsal space. We had about a week to work all of that out, and then we shot it.
I asked you not to share our weekend ritual.
Right?
Right. It sounds very similar. But, I mean, you're in great shape, and you said you've done security?
I did security just for the Fringe Festival. Oh, just okay. The people that run it are friends of mine. Right. I love those guys.
Do you practice any martial arts?
I am. My partner is also a stuntman, and he has all the black belts in the family. I'm such the short bus martial artist of everybody that I'm around. They are so amazing with swords.
Right.
And I try to keep up best I can.
Have you learned anything with weapons or...
I have. I've done a little bit of jousting. I've done some stuff with spear. I can look decent enough doing sword work.
Right.
If you actually confronted me with a sword, I would absolutely lose the fight. I would lose the fight.
I think you'd win the fight. But
I think you'd win too.
But Matt, did you bring any weapons, Matt? Because you said you might have some weapons.
I actually did not bring weapons today.
You got weapons?
Walls of weapons at my place. Three walls full.
I got the same. It's weird. The first thing you see when you enter my apartment is a wall of weapons.
Right.
And my friend says if somebody were to break in, it's like I'm just giving them an opportunity, just asking them to try to fight me.
It's like Pulp Fiction. They'll just
grab what you want. Let's see what you can do, motherfucker.
They'll take the chainsaw, they'll take the gun, they'll take the...
Next time I'm here, if you want to cut things, we'll bring good swords.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have our own Ginsu knife.
Do you have a weapon here today? Or,
no? I didn't bring weapons today. I brought makeup today.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, that can be a weapon.
Makeup is definitely a weapon.
You see Josie already with that weapon. But no, but you also... haunted, huh? I'm trying.
You're trying hard.
I'm talking really fast because it's gonna be a quick show. But haunted houses. You've got a whole thing. First off, should we talk about the web series of the haunted house first? What do you want to talk about?
Whatever you like.
What's the web series? Let's hear about the web series.
Web series is a horror show theater. My production company is Sepulcher Productions. I've created season one of the show. It won best web series, also at Shockfest. And Adrian did the makeup for it.
They love you at Shockfest.
They're really nice people.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're actually having a screening at Shriekfest this year.
Shriekfest is fun.
Yeah.
I did interviews on last year on the red carpet. It was great.
It's a great festival.
Met so many awesome people. They come in from all over the world.
They
had it at Bordner's last year. I don't know if they're going to have it there again.
Awesome.
But
I think
it's a really good time.
There's a party at Club Sinister or Bar Sinister.
Yeah, because they hold it there.
Yeah.
I think on Thursday or something like that.
Something like that. I'll be there.
So will you be showing?
I will be showing a movie called Honey that I did for season one. It stars me and Ed Gale, who was the actor in Child's Play, Howard the Duck. He also he's worked with the Coen brothers. He's a very talented guy.
What did he play in Child's Play?
He was Chucky. He was a little person. Yeah, he was inside.
Oh, he's a little person.
Yeah, he's a little person.
Oh, okay.
He's a very talented actor. He was in Phantasm 2, I believe.
You'll have to bring him next time.
Okay, yeah. We got some people coming up.
On the table. He's really little, isn't he?
He's very little, yes. But he's super talented acting veteran. He's been in like almost every horror movie that I can think of.
Sounds like it.
So can we view, is this currently online? Can we view it?
Yes, it is. You can view it online on my YouTube channel. It's the biggest, that's where I get most of my traffic. It's Sepulcher Productions, Sepulture.
What's the plot of this? Now, this is Honey, right?
This is Honey. I am a victim who wakes up in a basement and gagged and bound, essentially. And my captor is Ed Gale. And he's being very awkwardly friendly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I'm not the person he's being friendly to. It's the demon standing behind me.
That's great. Brilliant. So I love it.
Great. Now you gave away the ending. But,
like a new take on a Three's Company moment.
Yeah.
Now we have to see how it unfolds.
No, it does sound cool. You've got some twisted ideas.
Well, always.
Yeah,
I think every day needs a little bit of a twist.
Right. So, because I'm looking at the other short films that we have. So, The Man in the Corner in the Eye, what is that about?
That stars Nick Principe from the Chrome Skull series. That is a woman who is, everywhere she goes, she sees a man in the corner of her eye. That is how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Some and he breaks into her house. He threatens her looking for her kid. And there is another twist to that one. Turns out
we know a couple people like that.
Of course.
We know a couple little people like that. So there's a man in a corner. So that's great.
Everywhere she goes, she sees somebody following her. That is the movie.
Right. And happy Halloween. Now, how do you get something out? I mean, Halloween's been done to death.
Halloween, it has, I mean, that's anybody who's in horror.
Not a happy Halloween.
Right.
Yes.
That is a young woman, or young teenage girl, is infatuated with her older sister who just wants to be her friend. Older mm-hmm. sister will not spend time with her, and a demon gets involved.
Demons seem to be getting involved in all these movies. It's
demons crazy. Are really easy.
Yeah. A dumb cat. Now, since I know a lot of goth girls, I'm sure
that's a haunted house movie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Cats are always looking in play. The movie is the cat sees stuff that humans cannot see.
Oh, that's cool.
This guy's good, I'm telling
you. Yeah, he is. He's got some creative ideas. I like it.
Because it's interesting, because a lot of the, horror movies now, mainstream horror movies, obviously you're in the underground and hopefully you break out soon. But, I mean, there's a lot of, like, remakes and a lot of, I don't know what's going on. What do you think of the remakes? I mean, they're remaking everything.
You know, remakes have been going on forever. I mean.
And they mostly suck.
The 13th
from Nightmare on Elm Street, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they're horrible.
I mean, Hollywood's been around for a little over 100 years, so it's getting very comfortable, and it's becoming more corporate. That's really what it is. I have a whole thing about remakes. I mean, if you look at the original Universal horror movies, they came out in, like, the 30s, 40s. Right. Then remakes of those came out in the 50s and 60s, 10 years later.
Right.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
But Abbott and Costello were in them. I mean, it was a little different.
Well, they were better. I mean, there was there was some artistic merit to them. But that's what I mean.
It's Frankenstein. But yeah. So.
Every night when the moon is full, I become a wolf. Yeah, no, I love that.
There's no reason to remake something if the original was better than what we can do.
No, remakes are necessary. I just think that the remakes of the 80s movies that are coming out now are...
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sequel. But how, you know, didn't you say one of your favorite movies that I read, or maybe it was Adrian, but I think it was you, was House on Haunted Hill, the original with Vincent Price.
Oh, yeah, classic. One of my favorites.
And what did you think of the remake?
It's a terrible remake. I mean... The thing about remakes is they get very good actors. Right. I don't blame the actors. It's not always the director's fault. Sometimes it is. More often than not, it's the Hollywood, it's the industry. They think, oh, well, this name is familiar. Let's take a movie that everybody loves and refresh it.
And it's not refreshed.
No, it's not refreshed.
It seems moldier, so a lot of these remakes.
It is. That's the problem. Hollywood needs to be changed, and it is changing. The age of the internet has opened up a lot of new doors for some new artists.
Oh, people are cropping up from all over the place.
Matter of fact,
it's amazing. With the internet, you just realize there's so many talented people out there.
Especially if you go on the Dark Mark show on the internet.
Oh, yeah, right? Watch the Dark Mark show.
I don't understand why we don't take original themes and add something of value to them that we haven't seen before. That would be fine.
Ideally, that's a remake.
By definition, means to make it fresh again.
Right.
Not... redo the same thing.
In an ideal scenario, that's what a good remake is. There have been good remakes, like The Thing.
Right.
And very quick about the internet. The internet
and Invasion of the Body Snatchers was a remake.
Evil Dead was pretty good, the remake. I missed it.
It was okay. The first one's just, it just didn't have, they all seemed to miss
it. It was so different from the first one.
People who deserve an opportunity to make a remake, it's Sam Raimi. He's worked very hard, and it's now his chance to redo the first thing that he did.
But he didn't do it. I mean, there was another director. He produced it. But the Maniac remake was okay.
I missed that too. I love the makeup effects. Tom Savini did
some that's one of the gruesome horror movies that I actually have and enjoy. I don't watch. I get a little squeamish myself. But I was in the movies this weekend. They're doing another Amityville horror movie. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, they are.
Ugh.
What would you like to see remade?
The first one was really bad.
What would I like to see remade?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to see like a bad movie that was remade that's good. Maybe Maybe we could do a remake of Pocahontas. Now, tell me about Pocahontas, Mel. What did you play in that?
That one, that's
she doesn't
much
look like an Indian.
No. That's
you play Suzanne in Pocahontas.
It's a friend of mine's film. It actually didn't make it off the cutting room floor. That one. It was a great introduction to that part of the business.
Right.
And my friend Barry Radcliffe was very generous in including me in the cast.
Now, what is the plot of Pocahontas? I got to hear this. Hopefully we get this made. We'll get a Kickstarter for Pocahontas.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you'd have to.
What are the incentives?
Right.
It's a Native American. I actually can't that one.
Okay. All right. We won't talk about Pocahontas. But you can talk about Cannibal Clown Killer. Now, this was a TV movie?
That was a web series.
It's
about to come out, and actually hired to do some stunt work on that.
Nice.
I played Nail in Board Clown, and Kelly Kula is actually very talented stunt woman and action actress.
Right.
And she faces off against, I think there were 6 or 7 of us, and we were all in a circle attacking
clown
her.
Clown fight
with,
scene, that's great.
Clown fight scene, exactly.
We've got clowns on the show.
I had a 2x4 with a giant nail. Somebody else had a hula hoop, and she has this.
Oh, that's great.
She's like tribal Xena warrior princess facing off against all of us. We attack her, and she kills us, and I get to do a couple flips backwards and land in the dirt.
Like killer
clowns.
Oh, that's
great. Did they have like a sword made of like the balloon animal stuff, or no?
I don't remember if they had a balloon animal or not. They should have.
Oh, that's great.
There was a clown's fight with rubber chickens. And
yeah.
There's a clown named Ajayla Bandele he's like the most flexible person I know.
He had
shoes this big and still managed to move around. And
yeah, because you had clown shoes on, right? And so doing a fight scene with clown shoes has got
to
be.
He had clown shoes. I didn't have to wear clown shoes.
Oh, that's good.
I had giant combat boots on.
They shot around it, or you're just the combat clown?
Combat clown.
Oh, I got to see.
I need to put that on my resume.
It's got
to
be a movie, though.
So you've got some exciting stuff coming out.
What would be your dream movie to be in?
My dream movie to be in, something from the Middle Ages where I could be a badass on a horse.
Okay.
Okay, Matt, let's get that written.
What's your exit strategy? Because I don't mean that in a bad way. Because
what's my exit
strategy?
You're
not going to make it, so what's your exit strategy?
Thank you.
I don't mean it like that.
You played a fucking clown. What is your exit strategy?
What Midwestern little town are you retiring?
Because it's so hard.
Matt, can you make her up to be disgusting right now, please?
Yeah, you want?
It's so rough on your body. You can't do it forever. You know, stunt work. So right. I have a friend who's very successful, and she's, you know, she's starting to park
that is
play
actually
into
that's,
other
that's a
areas
valid question.
Because she's broken every single bone in her body. Okay. She's literally broken 200 bones. It's ridiculous.
I think of it as being flexible. I don't think of it really as an exit strategy.
But you also write scripts.
I do. And I plan to be a script writer. If something ever happens, and God forbid I can't fall off of horses and tumble down
mountains
anymore.
And I don't mean
anymore.
That you would get hurt. I just mean, you know, it's not something that you retire doing. It's when you're 80, you're right. Not still doing stunts, you know?
I think Lucille Ball was still doing some, but that's...
Joan
Rivers just did a stunt, and that didn't work out too well. Anyway, so go ahead.
Too soon.
Stop it, Buddy Hackett. Now, go ahead. So you were...
I think if my body slows down, my writing will speed up.
Right.
And I have so many scripts in me. There are things that I'm waiting to write until I'm a better writer.
Right. Has anything been completed?
Yes. Yes, I've actually won a couple of awards on a script that I wrote in 2011.
Is it a horror script or is it...
There are vampires in it, so there are, which is
vampires
why we won't see
ages?
It made for another. No.
Fencing vampires.
It's a Western suspense drama with vampire. I never know what to call it. Different people will read it and give it a different category.
Blazing Saddles, Blazing Vampires. It's good.
Blazing Vampires. Yeah. So that'll be the comic sequel.
Yeah, tell us about The Haunted House.
Heretic. Adrian came up with this idea to create this really invasive experience. One person goes in at a time.
Oh, I know about this. Yeah, you're behind this?
I am helping him significantly.
You know about Heretic?
Yeah, Missy does. She works. You know Missy Munster.
I was in a scene with Missy in the last Heretic.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, she was telling me about it the other day.
Tell me about it, Matt.
I work personally more behind the scenes. It's Adrian's brainchild. It's we put you in a scenario similar to a horror movie.
Right.
Frequently in the past, we've restrained customers. It's 18 and over, so there is nudity. There is touching. Yeah, lots of violence.
You don't have to go any further.
So when you say touching,
our audience loves
that.
Yes. Nude, bloody touching. Our performers do physically interact with our customers.
They slap them around? I mean, do they...
It's not so much physical abuse as it is psychological abuse. Right. Anything we do to you physically is... it's meant to scare the hell out of you, make you feel very uncomfortable.
There's enough physical interaction that the customers or the audience members should question whether there will be physical abuse or not. Yes. Okay. I mean, there is no physical abuse, but people go in thinking
fingers don't go up the ass, nothing like that.
It gets close.
Oh, really?
Well, we could write
a dig in a bucket for your keys.
Give me the scenario then, and then... And then we'll have. If you can, you make Josie gross and disgusting in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So now
that doesn't take so much.
Please, I can do it in two. Anyway, so we can. So I go into Heretic.
You go in. Every story is a little different. It is. It depends. Each one is different. We put you in an environment, make you a little comfortable with it, and then throw you out of that immediately and put you in a place that you are not happy with.
But you're not in a roller coaster seat.
Physically walking around. You are at one point in the past, we've handcuffed people. We brought them into separate rooms, creepy parties. We even had them simulate murder. We've had actors force the customer to act out killing somebody.
I was actually somebody
puts
that
a knife
they were
in their hand and then, wow. And where does this go on? Where can somebody get scared?
It's in L.A. It's a completely secret location. The way you get invited is you contact us on the Facebook page. It's just look up Heretic Haunted House on Facebook. Send us a private message. Our next event is going to be on September 25th. Okay. That one, at the moment, is already sold out. There is a waiting list, and we're going to be doing
join the waiting list. You never know.
You never know.
Exactly.
People bail. People just get too creeped out.
People disappear.
It's true. This is a really intense thing, and it's got a niche audience. Not everybody is into this.
Right. But the ones that are.
Yeah. No, if you want to be in a horror movie, experience that fear. This is
a step beyond the Universal Studios and that scary part.
Two or three steps.
Okay.
What's your opinion about Blackout?
Blackout's great. It's actually Heretic's similar to Blackout, but Heretic is more genre-based. Blackout is it just as invasive in that you are put in a horrific scenario.
Yeah, you have to put your hand in a bucket of...
Yeah.
A
bucket of
something.
A bucket of dildos?
A bucket of something.
A bucket of live penises. No, the difference between Heretic and Blackout is we are much more genre-based. Heretic is horror movie.
So how do you choose what is for everybody? I mean, is it random or people tell you what they're kind of into, or is it just...
We have different levels of intensity, and that's about as customized as we get. We've had somebody go through the attraction nude because they requested it. They wanted to go for the intense experience. Some people don't like that. They want to go for a little less invasive. So we dull it down a little bit.
As a performer, you learn to read them as they're going through.
You're involved in Heretic as well.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, so when they go to reserve a spot, you ask them questions, and based on that, they...
We get a video confession essentially saying that they are okay with us invading their personal space, and that's all they have to know. We're very secretive, we're very creepy, and
we figured that one out already.
Oh yeah, right.
Anyway, so speaking of creepy, why don't you see what you can do on Josie here? Let's try to make her She's so beautiful now. Let's see if you can make her disgusting. And while we do that, remember when we had when we had Noel J. Scott on, he was talking about...
Should we go up to the front?
Yeah, why don't you get in the front chair if you can.
Speaking of Noel, he's going to be acting in one of my movies, for season 2 of
okay.
the show theater.
Do you want me to move out of the way? Do you need this space for...
Okay, that might be best, right?
Oh, swap channels here.
Okay. Right. We'll see. Yeah. So, kind of go around here so we can get the mic too. So, right. You'll be okay. So,
oh, yeah.
So, we're going to talk about because remember he was talking about the movie that he's in, House of Manson.
Noel.
Yeah. He was talking about that he's in the movie House of Manson about the Manson family. And you know, Josie, who else is in the House of Manson?
Who?
Noel Turner.
I played Squeaky Fromm.
Right here.
Squeaky.
Already made a mess. Oh.
Manson.
That's part of it. I don't think you can do horror makeup without making a mess.
I spewed. I am so sorry.
So House of Manson.
Can't control myself.
So, I actually met the guy who plays Charles Manson, and we're probably going to have him on the show, and he's a dead ringer.
Ryan is amazing.
Did you meet that guy, Ryan, who plays Charles Manson, Josie?
No, I did not.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, he looks exactly like him. We might pair him up
because
I know Charles Manson's son, so we might pair him up with Matthew. Who knows?
He does have a son, doesn't he?
Oh, that would be
great.
A good one.
Yeah, you might. Can you get the mic a little closer? Because we want to make sure that we. Cool. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so, but Mel, also, you're in the movie Dead Sea, which I know Adrian was involved in as well.
I had a small acting cameo in Dead Sea, and I did a lot of the deaths in Dead Sea.
Okay, so you did a lot of stunt work there.
I did stunt work on Dead Sea.
So,
I'm trying to figure out how to talk about this without giving the movie away. We have, there were lamprey bites, and we filmed all the death scenes in a pool in the back of the producer's, in the producer's backyard. They set up a pool just for this, and it was 49 degrees, and I was in a bikini doubling these girls.
That's called Dead Sea, huh? You in a bikini.
Dead Sea?
I might have to check that out. So now, help me out, because we're going to do some commentary while we're getting makeup.
Okay.
So there's like a white splotch in the middle of your forehead, which I'm sure is going to be something.
Made from toilet paper.
Made from toilet paper, so.
And latex.
So we're going to.
Toilet paper is a remarkable makeup tool. When I was a zombie for Adrian, I was about 6 hours in the makeup chair.
Really?
And they were applying sticky stuff to my rib cage and then putting toilet paper and kind of breaking it up and making a fleshy texture out of it.
Now, have you done makeup as well? Or are you? But you're fascinated by it.
I am fascinated by it. I see it applied to my body a lot.
She was your fucking exit strategy. You make her disgusting.
You're like my mom. My mom wants me to focus on the writing too.
Right.
I'm not saying quit.
Yeah.
I mean,
just exit
strategy when you're 70.
Don't do what you love, children.
By the way, Matt's a magician. I don't know if you know that. So next time you come back, might have to have you do some magic.
Please, I'd love to.
Oh, yeah, we'll have
you. If you have me, I'll come back and.
Oh, I'd love to have you. I'm sorry that the show was late. Now you guys know where it is.
Magic.
Yeah, no, I.
You write the movies.
I was also.
You act in them too.
Right.
I do. Not all of them. I try.
So what's your exit strategy?
My exit strategy is to kill myself.
Oh,
I'll exit the planet.
Oh, stop it! Will you? So anyway.
But honestly,
toilet paper, then white, then more toilet paper. Now it's more white.
It's all about building.
Well, latex.
If you want to create a wound, you want to build up and tear down.
Okay, so we're putting.
So let me know if you need an assistant, since I'm now working on my new exit strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I will happily pour the blood down.
Oh, gosh, you're gonna remember that forever.
No, that's okay. She's just.
Trust me, I'm holding a gallon bottle of blood over your face. How's this for an exit strategy? Right. Really, I want to help.
So the screenplay that you won an award for. I mean, is that going into production anytime soon, or?
I hope someday. I don't know that right now is the right time for a vampire movie. I think we've seen a lot of vampire movies. So ask me again in 5 years. It's I'm proud of it. I worked with my writing partner, Jason McNeil, and we spent a lot of time making it.
There's no werewolves in this one, is there?
No werewolves.
Okay, because they always stick the werewolf in there. But
they're perfect enemies.
Right, I suppose so.
They just go well together.
There's a Victorian scientist who has a bunch of really bad shit happen to him, and he goes out west, stockpiles silver, and comes back and raises hell.
So this is more Hammer horror than Twilight.
This is, yes, this is more Hammer horror than Twilight. Twilight, right. There's no sparkle, no right. no vapid teenagers.
Oh well.
I know.
Look at all the disgusting stuff in that thing.
I don't want to bash the work of another performer writer.
Here's the thing about Twilight. I mean, Twilight's made for 13-year-old girls. I'm not a 13-year-old girl. The first one I saw, I was like, okay, it's not for me, but I kind of get it. I mean, I saw
fresh
it. Fresh Scab. We got some Fresh Scab. You know, I thought the sequels were just worse and worse and worse as they went along.
I'm actually very proud of Stephanie for making, you know, Stephanie Meyer for making something that made a lot of money.
Right.
And that's very good for her. It's just not my thing.
Right.
That's okay. That's
you're not a 13-year-old girl either.
No, I'm not.
It did show the world that the world can handle quite a bit in terms of vampire movie volume. There were, what, 4 of those? And those 13-year-old girls are going to grow up and like more interesting things.
True Blood and then Vampire Diaries. It just kept going on.
True Blood was amazing. The writing on True Blood was incredible. I would be honored to work with any of those guys someday.
I had some background for True Blood.
Oh, very good.
I was a vampire in the bar.
Oh, really?
Ah. Don't give anything away. I haven't seen season yet.
I know nothing. I haven't seen it either.
Right.
So what are they doing to you?
Now he's picking at it. He's picking at your forehead. Ah. Yeah,
so while you were in the backyard and your parents were in the house, they didn't teach you not to pick at that either.
Yeah. They told me not to, but I don't listen to them.
Right. You were never James Olmos, but that's... you ever see his skin? I understand.
James.
2 minutes. I see the clock. Thank you. They give me the 2-minute warning. Can we, is that this is almost done? Or?
Yeah. Let's just do this quick.
Yeah. I'm sorry to rush you.
No, I'm sorry.
Take the blood and just. Do you need me
to open that?
That always works.
Hold on. Let me grab that for you.
I'm gonna take a picture.
Yeah. That's what I was planning on doing as well. So now we're putting another. So that actually kind of
thicker blood.
Is that the scab stuff?
Coagulated
fresh
blood.
Scab.
Oh, that's
like
now you know what? For something that you did really quick, that actually looks
awesome.
Pretty gross.
Thank you.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, the wound's pretty disgusting
there you go.
Too.
Effects makeup artists are amazing magicians.
Right.
Yay.
Right. Ooh,
and sometimes you're in the middle of a scene and you have a director going, "Okay, we need another wound," and you have an AD breathing down the back of your neck.
My phone. Get in the shot there. Look at that.
After the show.
I want your wound to be fresh.
Awesome.
Yes.
Fresh. Beautiful.
So, Mel, thanks for coming. I'm sorry the show was a little late. We could talk forever. Where do people get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of you?
Actress Mel Turner on Facebook is a great way to get a hold of me.
Right. Well,
and at the Mel Channel on Twitter. I'm getting better about posting on Twitter, but Facebook is a great place to find me.
Right. And Josie Cat on all social media.
JOSIKAT. Just Google me. And
do you have any shows coming up?
Next thing I'm doing is hosting the Bondage Ball. It's cancer benefit.
Oh, that's next week, right?
Yeah. It is.
Can you get me on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Elizabeth's birthday, too. We'll go that.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. And Matt, how do people get a hold of you?
Facebook is great. Matt Rose Valley. Or on YouTube, Sepulture Productions. Or Twitter, Sepulture PRO.
Yes. And that's RosVally.
Yes.
And
like a Valley of Roses, one word, no letter E's.
If you want a gaping head wound, that turned out really good, especially since you had to. I know you're looking and you're going,
I know I can do better.
I know you can do better. For 10 minutes, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Did you go home like that?
I didn't see it yet, but I will. He only needed about 4 different things. I mean, it's very minimal.
Yeah, let's see. I'm not sure.
Latex, tissue paper,
take a look at your hideous self, Josie. There you go. Look at that. Anyway, 14 seconds, everybody. Matt, Mel, you guys are great. Definitely going to have
you. So silly.
We're definitely going to have you back on. And
thank you, guys.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.